So this guy, James, is definitely going to get a stern "I told you so" from his wife in this Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, which is...
it's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to blow leaves off your roof when you're an 86-year-old dude, then you're doing okay.
Come on, James. Come on.
Yeah, James, he was up on his roof blowing leaves and other debris off there in Florida. And a little, you know, I mean, it's a roof. So he was kind of struggling to support himself. His shoes weren't doing so well. So he decided to get down and crawl, but he kept sliding closer and closer to the edge, just like a movie.
Oh, man.
And then wound up dangling off his roof three stories high.
OMG.
Not really sure how long he was up there, but a neighbor saw his legs hanging over the side of the roof.
Oh, I should probably call someone.
Yeah, called the authorities.
I got you, sir.
I'm glad somebody's got me.
Authorities got him, pulled James to safety without an issue. He apologized and thanked everyone. They said that they were there just to help. James also said his wife has been telling him for years that he needs to stop going up on the roof and to have someone else handle it.
Yeah, James, that you probably should listen to Sharon.
Sharon's been telling me not to do
it. She's been saying I shouldn't do it, but dang it, I'm not going to pay someone when I can do it.
But man, when you're a homeowner and you just want to keep your roof looking good.
My neighbor just happened to walk out and saw my legs over the side of the house and called 911.
Yeah, reach up with that hand.
She's been on me for years not to do it. But when you build a home and you go up there and you blow it twice a year, you get confident.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you get confident. You get confident.
That's right.
Let me get your wrist. Come here.
Oh, I didn't mean to cause all this.
No. It's not your fault at all. That's what we're here for, okay?
I didn't mean to cause this commotion. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe now he's finally going to listen to Sharon.
Look, I get it. Like, he probably has done this his entire life.
Sure.
And he's not ready to admit he's 86.
Right. And Sharon's just like, James,
You're 86.
Your getting on the roof days are over.
Yeah. Let probably someone else do it.
Exactly.
All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to blow the leaves off your roof when you're 86 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing okay. That's your Setting the Bar story.